Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Visit paypal.com/P2P sweeps. No purchase necessary. See website for details, including how to enter by mail. Brought to you by PayPal, official peer-to-peer payment sponsor of the NFL.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so
I'm present.
And Justin Moore. Live from the Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort Studio. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only casino resort.
Go to the phones real quick and talk to this man. What's up, Double R?
What's that bulge in his pocket?
You've got to stop. It's Joe Klein. You know what it is.
Somebody help me get out of Louisiana. Just help me get to Houston town.
Hey, offense. Offense, take care of the most precious thing we got, the ball, all right? Defense, knock them down, and then pick them back up and say, I'll see you in 25 seconds. And
hi, 2609ers, you know what to do. Move it, move it, move it. Let's go.
Hit that gong on that. Move it, move it, move, move, move.
Put the luggage in my hand, and I woke up high over Albuquerque.
On a jet to the promised land.
Of the Doobie Brothers.
Working on a T-bone steak, I'll like how you fly over to the Golden State.
I'm Rick James.
13 minutes, he was headed at the terminal gate.
I got to hand it to you, that was good.
Thank you, Terry.
Come down easy, taxi to the terminal zone. Put your engines and cool your wings, and let me make it to the telephone.
Los Angeles!
You make the call.
Yakshimash.
Dobre.
About up against it here, but go ahead and squeeze one in quick for me.
The car is flying over to the Golden State. When the pilot told us in 13 minutes, he would set us at the terminal gate.
swing an old chariot, come down easy, taxi to the terminal zone. Put your engine and cool your wings, let me make it out of home.
Los Angeles.
I didn't kill my wife.
I don't care.
You know, when I hear that, I think of the Harding coach who does, that's what he said.
Oh, I can see that.
I don't know why his voice sounds similar.
I can see it.
Paul Simmons? Brothers.
Oh, what?
I heard you. Paul Simmons I'm talking about.
Yeah. That's right.
Knowledge is knowing that a tomato is a fruit. Wisdom is knowing not to put it in a fruit.
Listen, he's just going, Roger sometimes he's going crazy with this new system. He just starts pushing buttons. Good morning, everybody. It's 6:11 on this Thursday, June 4th. Glad you're with us. Beautiful day out there today. I don't know how warm it's going to get, but got a busy show today. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Christian.
Good morning.
Joe Klein in studio. Woo! What's up, Big Joe?
Yakshamash!
Brought to you by Corky's.
Morning.
Yeah, got a busy show. It was exactly probably about a year ago when we had Cal on. He was coming down. He wasn't doing a camp in Hot Springs. It was a game. Remember, it was
they did a
scrimmage or something. Mm-hmm. But they're doing camps now, and he's got 13 camps altogether, including the ones at Bud Walton. But he's got several in Central Arkansas. We'll mention those here shortly. But he comes down, Joe, and takes pictures with every kid, does a speech to all of them. And, man, you know, in his career, you don't have to do that. So you got to admire the fact that he thinks that it's important.
No, man, like I've said, he gets it.
Yeah, he does, man.
I mean, it's as simple as that. I mean, you gotta touch your fan base.
Yeah.
You know, you can't do a Zoom call. You can't do it, on social media.
That's good.
You got to get down there, and you got to get, you know, people want to touch you. If you're with the Razorbacks, people want to touch you. They want to talk to you. You know, that's the way it's always been. And, like, you know, he was at Kentucky. He was the same way there. Memphis, you know, he understands that when you do that, you know, it lifts all boats.
Yeah, so we're going to visit with him at 7:30. You can go to Razorbacks, ArkansasRazorbacks.com and see there still might be some spots open. They've already, according to Riley Hall, they've got 500 kids in these camps so far. So you still might can get your kid in. It says, I think it's grades 1-8. So we'll talk with Cal about that. Of course, we can visit about what he thought about the NBA game last night. Also, Camden Kozel, Raj, last call with Camden. You know, this is the second year we've had him, and, you know, even though he's a junior, Dave Van Horn came out and said, you know, he's moving on. Yeah, he's had a great, great career. His numbers now, he led the Razorbacks in every category. Yeah. Batting average, home runs, yeah, did it all.
He can't.
Can't do any better. He can't do any better. That's right.
More than it is right now. You know, he needs to strike why it's hot.
So we'll visit with him. We'll have Melinda Mayo. We'll have Tyler Kinch, who's opening for Justin Moore. Roger, also, too, we've got to, by the way, for the last 2 years, Cam McCosh was brought to you by Ortho Arkansas, so we really appreciate them. Yeah, I'm Linda Mayo, brought to you by Sanders. Factor Crap, brought to you by Arkansas Municipal Equipment. Today's National Cheese Day. Joe, you said you're a cheddar guy?
Yeah.
Oh, like cheddar. And then, by the way, it is number one in America.
I'll tell you, I also like, what's the spicy one?
Pepper Jack.
Big fan. Yeah, and we asked this question once a
pepper
year.
Jack sticks,
if you remember, Christian, what are you? Obviously, you're new to the show. What's your cheese of choice?
Probably cheddar.
And Roger,
I like Swiss, too, though.
Yeah, I'm a Swiss mozzarella guy just because it's
all mozzarella.
Fat.
I'm going to go mozzarella, actually.
What about you, Rog?
Now, I have those little Pepper Jack sticks in the fridge, but I use more mozzarella than anything.
Yeah. Do you remember, this is where we found out that Justin Moore had that fancy cheese. Remember? Because I think
it's got like Gouda or something.
It was
Brie?
It was almost a vulgar word.
I remember us talking about this. We'll have Justin a little bit later.
Was that the same discussion about the charcuterie board?
Yeah, I think that's how I got into that. That's exactly right. Yeah. What was it? 661. Hey, this is why best listener contest. This is why you have, because somebody knows the answer to this. 661.
What was it?
1037.
I'm going to be so mad when I hear the name. It's a Gouda, not Gouda.
Yeah, it starts with a G. We'll figure it out. Joe, last night, Knicks down by 14. It looked, looks like the Spurs are going to take care of this in the second half, and they keep chipping away. And then the Spurs came back and had a chance and brought it close, and then all of a sudden Brunson just starts making shots.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't a great game offensively. Neither team could really make shots, but the Knicks made more, especially down the stretch. I mean, they finished on an 11-0 run. Wimby struggled. He was very good defensively, as he always is. I mean, it's so fun watching those guys drive in there.
Yeah.
And they like make a U-turn.
They know. They know.
Make a
U-turn.
They like,
it's a big windmill.
It's like they just turn around and get the hell out of there.
They do.
Those, you know, they know the outcome of that, but they made shots when they had to make them.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And down the stretch, Brunson was big. Shamet off the bench was big. They just, you know, they looked like a team that was able to handle them. As the game went on, they just seemed more comfortable.
Well, they've been hot, man. Yeah. I mean, they've been playing great basketball.
They just seemed more comfortable in the moment. Than
12 in a row. 12 in a row.
And, you know, Wimby, you know, if he goes 6 for 21.
Yeah, they're not going to win.
That's a tough one. Because they don't, outside of Champagne, they, you know, their shooting is very streaky. You know,
did you guys see? I don't know if you saw it, Roger. I know Christian saw it. The guy that ran out on the court in the second half to do the selfie. And I tell you, normally,
let me tell you what you need to do with that.
What's that?
Drawing quarter?
Oh. Absolutely. But he's got that damn phone.
Mm-hmm.
You need to take his phone and go burn it.
I
mean, dip it in acid. And he loses everything he's got.
Yeah. Because you're right. He took the picture. He's got
in
the
there,
picture.
He's doing, I guarantee
he's got the
some
picture.
He's some clown with a. With a social, you know, some kind of, you know, Instagram or influencer or some kind of, you know, goofy thing like that. They ought to take his phone and dip it in there.
When it happened, I was
surprised.
I was just thinking, I'm honestly surprised we don't see this more in basketball. We see it in football occasionally. It happens more in football, streaker or the, you know, whatever. But in basketball, it rarely happens.
Well, security guards are watching. They're always watching for that.
It's harder in basketball, I guess.
I guess you look and look, and the guy sat there for three quarters. You couldn't tell he was going to do anything.
No, it's hard.
Well, he does right there, too.
I mean,
they're incognito, too. A lot of them are sitting right there.
Well, the odds are he had to be sitting there for it. I think they'd have been watching if he'd have walked down from a higher seat. So he probably had seats somewhere
court
nearby.
Side or something.
So somewhere close to that. And then it was Wembanyama. And Wembanyama just looked down at him, and I kept thinking, where's the security? NFL, man, they'll light you up in the NFL.
Hope one day that somebody just left-hand jabs, one of these little punks just drops.
So game two is what is tonight? I guess Friday night would be game two. You got tonight, you got hockey resuming the Stanley Cup. Last night, the Longhorns won. They beat Texas Tech. Did you see Bo had Coach Dyfel on? We need to get her on, too. We'll have Ella McDowell on tomorrow. But Texas wins, and she made the comment that Texas Tech, Dyfel did, that their budget's $3.5 million. I think Arkansas is probably, if I had to guess, probably a half a million.
How can we find out in the next 10, 15 minutes how much you know, that team makes or doesn't make, Texas Tech?
Talk about from a net standpoint.
No, they don't make anything.
Yeah, I'm sure they're losing money. Well, they got the rich guy.
Just amazing.
They got a dude who, you know, dropped a couple million. He might be funding the whole thing.
He said he wanted that girl to be the first million-dollar girl. He completely changed the market. No girl was getting paid more than about $200,000 or $300,000 nationwide. He goes, I don't care. I'm going to give her $1 million. And so you just can't. You know, come on, man.
Well, I mean, I'm good for her.
Yeah, good for her. But that's not the way we can operate.
But when you look at the dynamic of the sport, you know, that's the thing that everybody's railing against. Is that
she Saban yesterday? Yeah,
There's no guardrail. There's no
structure and rules, guidelines.
There's no oversight. There's no. I mean, you know, even this kid Sorsby, who oh my gosh,
yeah.
Well, he's trying to get back.
He's going
to
sue.
I know.
Well,
didn't the NCAA suggest that he should not play again?
I think that's their.
But
stance,
I mean,
yeah.
like if that kid gets back in and can play.
Well,
in the NCAA, that is like.
Well, Saban said, Joe, the only thing that really Congress, really the most important thing is to help them, I guess, from an antitrust standpoint, because they can't keep winning. They can't keep going to court because every court, they keep winning.
It's a basic.
I know.
And I get why they're not winning. I don't think it's anything the NCAA is doing. It's like. What's your value? That's like me. That's like Roger.
Yeah, the rules and structures
like you guys,
are not good.
Somebody coming in and offering you, you know, $600,000, you know, or whatever, quadrupling your money or whatever, and you move to benefit your family because you've established wealth. You've established that somebody wants to give you that. You've earned it, and now somebody just says, no, you can't do that.
Yeah, it's common
sense. It's you can't win with that, you know, but you got, but in radio, you don't have a conglomerate of, you know, we have radio rules that you have to live by. You know, it's a free market society.
Well,
you're free to go. And so that's what they're all saying is like, who are you to say?
Well, you've got to have.
You don't stop Nick Saban when Nick Saban wants to go to LSU. You don't stop.
Wait, I do have a coaching rule in there for Kiffin in this bill. The Lane Kiffin coaching rule, you can't leave the season during the season.
But
is the Nick Saban.
Is that going to stop tampering?
Well, they can start towards that. Yeah, Christian.
I was going to say, is the Nick Saban complaining about this the right message, wrong messenger thing?
Well, I just think he's the only one that gets the attention of people.
I think he's decision
maker. Yeah, that's it.
I
think you're right. His players probably got paid more than anybody over the years at Alabama. So anyway, that thing, they just got to stay out of court, and they need to get the rules right where they can win in court. And
I think it's just going to have to be. It's going to end up, in my opinion, it's going to have to for it to really stick. It's going to have to be a pro model.
He mentioned that.
A collective bargaining.
He mentioned that.
I think that's what this is moving towards.
Well, what's going to happen, Christian, is like they're going to put all these rules on these players, you know, and they're going to come and they're going to say you can't do this, and they're going to say, hold up, hold up, man, and then now that's when you're going to get, hey, we're going to strike or we're not going to play. Now that's what I really find interesting is how do you get all these college kids.
Oh, that's right. It's tough to do.
We're going to have scabs in college.
How do you get them organized? Like in the NFL and the NBA, you got a players union. You got to, you know, we're going to do this. And you plan and, you know, baseball's talking about next year right now. Hey, we're not going to do this. We're going to strike. And you can organize it. In college, you know, how do you have a players
union? Especially because one thought there, that as you're saying that, I'm thinking because the NFL, NBA, and all those cats, they're quote adults and they're on their own. Where these college students still live at home, and they've got their parents and their uncles and everybody else that are.
And it's an infant, and it's not a it's a more defined number.
Yeah,
you know, college. You know, basketball. You got 300 you know Division I schools that are eligible for the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
But football, not quite as many. Yeah. But you know, how do you get all that organized?
Yeah.
I mean that.
Yeah, it's
that's a dynamic. I guarantee you somebody will try to do it because when they come down with all this and they start limiting this, there's going to be some pushback.
I think that's what this whole SCORE Act thing is, where they're trying to force legislation pretty much to force the hand of the players so we can get some sort of control on this.
Yeah.
And I wonder, you're not going to get every single player to sit out, but I wonder if you get some of the top players together in college football, say around the top 50 sit out.
Or your top teams. You know, they go to Big Ten and
Ohio SEC, State or something.
Ohio State, Michigan, Alabama, Auburn.
But that's the other thing.
You guys got to hold out and.
Well, that's the other thing. There's a lot of rumblings about you know there being a super competition. No. The Big Ten and SEC being their own deal
because it's coming down to a
24 to 36.
If they try to limit all this, I mean, all these big schools are going to sit there and go, okay, why is my vote the same as Murray State's or whatever? You know, or not to disparage them, but you know, why is Alabama's
same?
It's
not equitable.
It's not the same.
They tried to do the Super League thing in European football, and
we'll see how that works.
Or soccer, and everyone hated it, and it didn't work, and it got shut down.
Speaking of,
would be terrible for college football.
I agree with you.
I think it would be terrible for college football.
A train wreck.
Speaking of bigger schools, smaller schools, ULR, the Little Rock Trojans. The poll came out yesterday. Are ranked number 19th for the first time ever.
That's awesome.
I didn't see where the Razorbacks were. Did you see that? Anybody see I just saw where the Trojans were 19th.
Yeah.
I don't know where. So somebody says Rebecca said didn't you once say his favorite cheese was Gruyere's cheese?
Gruyere. Right?
Gruyere. Is that what we said? A lot of people are saying Gouda. It's not. I don't think it was Gouda. Was it? It was something that was really weird. Maybe that's right. You knew what it was, Joe, right? Did you say that or Christian say that? Gruyere?
No,
it's not the...
It's not? 661-1037, if you... we can give you a prize if you can come up with the cheese of Justin Moore. Do Roger want to say thanks to Steve Qualls and Design Lab? This shirt is a 609er shirt. You can get this by going to the Buzz website, clicking through to his website for Design Labs over in Hot Springs. I like the collar, Roger, on this. If I could just buy the darn shirt, this is perfect. I like it, the tightness around the guns. Yeah. By the way, I don't know if you noticed, they're growing, baby.
I know.
They're growing.
Is that from Gouda cheese?
If you see the QR code on our stream.
What is it?
It's a Havarti.
Oh, that might be it.
Havarti? That's Havarti. An H.
That might be it. What were we saying, Christian?
If you see the QR code on our stream, you can even scan that and get the shirt.
That's right. We've got the, and it is working, right?
Yes.
The
QR, I just did it.
All right. The QR code on the screen can do it. It can work for you.
You want to leave it for the listeners? Or you
yeah, leave it for the listeners. Because you think if somebody texts you?
No.
Think you found it?
I think so.
Oh, I see somebody. 661-103 said, we'll make this be a call. I think I see the, I'll give this hint. Does it start with an M?
No, I thought, okay. I saw an A.
That's right. Joe thinks it's an A. Here's some people think it's an M. Another think it's a G. 661-103-7 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. Somebody said, did Big Joe go through a lockout while playing?
Yep. 98, 99.
There was no, they
what
didn't
were
have
y'all
any...
wanting, Joe?
What?
What were y'all wanting?
No, it was just, you know, the revenue. You know, you
coincidentally.
Split, you're splitting the revenue. That was the year that the Spurs,
last time the Spurs and the Knicks played.
Yeah,
99?
Yeah. Yep. That was the lockout shortened season.
50-game season.
How about that?
And no, it was just revenue. You know, the TV revenue goes up and everything, and so everybody's like, you know, I think that was the year they, I want to say they put in the rookie wage scale because rookies were coming in and just making
more than
bets, killing, yeah. And so they put that in, they established that, and but no, it's contentious. I mean, it's because, you know, you always hear the owners. What's the funniest thing? And you'll hear this. You're getting ready to hear this in baseball, probably to nauseam. They talk about, well, we're giving the players 52% of defined gross revenues. The word in that is defined. What they define
as you.
Yeah. Now we're not going to put concessions, parking, signage. Sure. We're not going to put that into the pie. We're going to put this into the pie, and we're going to give you 52% of it.
Okay.
You know, and that's where the real meat and potatoes is, you know, the players are like, nah, hell, man, everything you make, we're a part of that. And the
Joe
owners
was
are
part
like,
of that.
And the owners are like, you know, we'll give you this, and that's where your negotiation comes in.
I always find it funny that the public takes it out on the players for the holdout, for being greedy, quote unquote, when it's the owners.
Well, the players can't win because when you look at somebody and you're saying, like if you look at LeBron James and you go, and he's like complaining that he's only making, you know, let's say $25 million a year, which would be grossly. No, he makes more than that, but it would be grossly.
It's underpaid for what he's worth.
Grossly underpaid, but for the common man to sit there and go, okay, wait a minute, man, you're getting $2 million a month to play basketball.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, that's a hard.
But then you got to look.
That's
at the
a
owners.
Hard. Yeah, but they don't see the owner's salary. They don't see that the Boston Celtics just sold for $10 billion,
or right.
The Lakers sold for $10 billion. The Celtics, I think, for seven or eight billion with a B.
That's
you know,
right.
And they were bought. You know, they bought them for $500 million.
Yeah,
and they expanded. You know, they're making. You know,
B's.
And good for them.
Yeah,
you know, but again, that doesn't resonate as much as you going, dude. You're making $2 million a month to play basketball, and you're bitching about it. I mean. That you're not winning. You're not. That's not a good hill to try to.
Yeah, you can't
on.
Even convince your ass. You maybe if you come back and go, yeah, dude, but should be making six.
You can sit there and talk all you want about how many billions the owners get, and they're just going to keep looking at you going, you're making $2 million a month playing basketball.
I see both sides.
Let's see if Tyler's got the answer here. Tyler, what you got on the cheese? Justin Moore's cheese.
I believe it's Manchego cheese.
Manchego.
That's it. Is that it?
Yes.
Roger?
I can't recall.
I'm in tears. Right,
Manchego. Somebody on the on our Middleton Heat and Air text line said that too. So
I also saw Asiago.
So Asiago. Manchego. I don't even know what that is.
I don't know about Manchego. Yeah. I've seen Asiago.
Can you find Manchego in at Edwards?
My wife's a big. You can find it.
Okay.
Yeah. My wife's.
Manchego.
You know what?
Is that because we went Manchego? We had to make fun of it somehow, and nothing's resonating with me to go, what did we say to make fun of it?
Because we were killing the whole charcuterie board.
I thought you would have made fun with Manchego, but I don't remember.
Certain things about that show. I was on my way to Fayetteville to do some TV stuff that day. I remember you were here.
You weren't here when we did.
I was driving because I remember the charcuterie.
How about
that?
Well, Tyler, I tell you what. Why don't we, Christian? Why don't you take care of Tyler if you want to give him the tickets to concert this weekend?
Yeah.
Good job, and all of our listeners. Great job on
Manchego
getting that done. All right, don't go away. It is 6:30 here, Morning Man.
Trojans are in the Super Regional for the first time. Join the Zone tomorrow from 10 to 1 at Brewski's Pub and Grub in Lakewood Village for a preview of the series with Troy.
This is SportsCenter.
Yesterday in Major League Baseball, the Phillies' Christopher Sanchez scoreless inning streak ended at 50 and two-thirds innings as he allowed a run in the seventh inning of their matchup against the Padres. He still got the win as the Phillies won 3-2 while he also got 8 strikeouts. His streak is the third best in the wild ball era dating back to 1920. Oral Hershiser went 59 straight innings in 1988 while Don Drysdale had a 58-inning streak in 1968. The last time Sanchez had allowed a run was against the Giants on April 30th. And the Arkansas Travelers beat the Corpus Christi Hooks 12-9 to open the series 2-0. They'll play the third game of the series tonight at 6:35. Radio coverage can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
A 30% chance of rain showers today, maybe a thunderstorm. Otherwise, just mostly cloudy, muggy, and a high of 84 degrees. Tonight, warm and muggy, mostly cloudy, down to 68. Tomorrow, warmer up to 87 with a very slight chance of a shower, maybe a thunderstorm in the afternoon. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
Arkansas sports fans, get ready to tee it up with the legends. The annual Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame Celebrity Golf Tournament is set for June 8th at Chenal Country Club. Grab your team for a four-man scramble and get paired with a celebrity for a day of golf, stories, and unforgettable moments. It's your chance to play along the names you've cheered for. Spots are limited, so sign up now at ArkSportsHallOfFame.com, ARKSportsHallOfFame.com, or call 501-313-4158.
Hey folks, it's David Basilat here at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. When you need a new vehicle, go see my friends at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood. You'll find a great selection, the best deals, and the most competitive finance rates in Central Arkansas. They'll treat you like family. No games, no gimmicks, and no bogus markups on the sticker price. You'll get Frank Fletcher's best deal right up front, and they'll give you more for your trade. Folks, Frank Fletcher doesn't want to just sell you a car. He wants to be your dealer for life. If you want to do that, you have to listen to the customer so you'll know what they want. Then you give them what they want without any hassle or stress. That's the secret of Fletcher Dodge's success. They listen to you, and they treat you right without any hassles or headaches. Just tell them what you want and how much you want to pay. General Manager Chris Zippy Zender has been with Frank Fletcher for decades. He and his great staff know how to take care of a customer. So for the best selection, lowest price, and best buying experience, go see my friends at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood, or you can shop them online at FletcherDeals.com. That's FletcherDeals.com. And make sure and tell them the boys from Morning Mayhem sent you. It's FletcherDeals.com.
Something big is coming. Clayton Homes of Mayflower is officially opening their doors, and they want to celebrate with you. On Saturday, June 13th from 9 to 5, stop by for the grand opening event. Tour beautiful homes, enjoy the festivities, and receive a $500 gift card if you purchase a new home during the event. And the buzz will be there from noon to 2. Mark your calendar and head to 15 Interstate Drive to say hello and maybe find your dream home. $500 gift card offer only available at participating Clayton Homes family of brands retailers. Restrictions apply. Not available with USDA FHA VA financing. See your local retailer for full terms and conditions.
It's Justin Acri for Coffin by Design West. I'm here with Ruth.
Ruben, and there's big news out at Kauffman. Ruben, tell me why Toro mowers are such a great addition to what you guys have to offer.
Toro's been around for 100 years. When it comes to rider comfortability, they've introduced the MyRide suspension, where it really is like riding on the cloud. Superior cut quality, even cuts. This is a mower that can stick with you for a very long time.
If you want to make your outdoor space look great, Kauffman by Design West has got you covered, now including Toro mowers. Check them out at 14900 Cantrell Road or online at kauffmanlumber.com.
Can't listen to the radio? Don't worry. You can catch Morning Mayhem live every day. Just download the 103.7 The Buzz app.
Oh, Joe. Here we go.
Where's the Lysol, man? Where's the Lysol?
Come on, because it stinks up in there.
Hey, OPO, baby. Yo, downstairs, oh, yeah. OPO.
Now, well, I can see Baz over there. Got the white man overbite going. Got the teeth on over the bottom lip. Yep. Shaking his shoulders back and forth. Got six women around him.
Oh, yeah. He's got on some polo green.
Got a big collar shirt on.
Huge collar. Stanzabelle pants.
And hey. Down to here.
Oh, yeah.
Hey. Open the shirt down.
Do you have the zipper with the loop on it?
Oh, no.
No, it was a button down?
Is it a blouse?
No. He bought shirts, and he said no buttons.
Took the buttons off.
No buttons till the navel.
Mm. That sounds like a country song.
Well, we were
buttons to the navel.
We played Gap Band yesterday, Raj, and we played Midnight Star. You were listening. And there was one other... Frankie Hilson sent it to us. It sent it to me after we got off the track. Guys, I'm saying there's one more band that's got the same kind of music. It was Daz Band. And, you know, it's just Daz Band, Gap Band, Midnight Star, all was sort of similar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is Daz Band, right? Yeah, this is it right there,
yes.
Right? Yeah.
But what about this?
Oh.
That came out a little bit later. That was in 86, I think, when it came out. He had the big,
ow.
He had the
fired up.
What would you call it? The giant cup?
Yeah.
The giant, yeah.
Had the higher box.
Yeah.
Box cup.
Hot top.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the music of our day.
Pretty ladies.
Pretty good.
Come on.
If you just joined the show, got a busy 4 hours. Joe Klein here with it. Did we get Tyler, Christian?
I will.
Yeah, let's get him. If he's still there, take care of him for winning it. By the way, we've got to do a little factor crap brought to you by Arkansas Municipal Equipment today. Joe, we got Coach Cal coming up at 7:30. A lot of camps, kids camp. If you got a kid first grade through eight, go to ArkansasRazorbacks.com, and there may be a camp near you that he is. And he's actually going to every camp, and he's speaking to all the kids. He's taking pictures with all of them. We'll visit with him at 7:30. Camden Kozier, last call of his Razorback career at 8:05. We'll have Melinda Mayo after that, 8:30. Tyler Kent stopping by as well. What about Russell Wilson? Do you see where he is officially retired?
Yeah.
You know, I just went, Blake, did he go to, where did he start before? Didn't he transfer to, like,
NC
Wisconsin?
State.
No, he was
okay, NC State.
Yeah,
NC State.
Yeah.
You know, he really should have two Super Bowls. Champions, you know, obviously if they just
threw it away.
Well, yeah, he shouldn't even have thrown it. He called the play. Yeah, horrible call. And but he would have two Super Bowls. That had a pretty good career. Yeah. But you know what's sad is he got some tough treatment. You know, he goes to Denver, things don't go well. Yeah. Goes to Pittsburgh, things don't go well there. And you just hate to see.
Goes to New York.
It doesn't go well. And you just hate to see.
The fall off was fast.
Yeah.
That's a good way to put it.
And they were after him, too. They were after him.
Well, and I mean, I think when he went to Denver, you know, they kind of acquiesced and kind of let him, you know, they treated him like he was going to be John Elway.
Well, he was supposed to be the piece that put them over the top.
Right, and he kind of came in and was...
At his peak now, he was tough to stop.
Broncos country?
Seattle, man, they were tough.
He was good, but he had a hell of a defense, too.
That's right. I'm going to ask Christian this, because I don't think Roger and Joe know this. You know, the Madden cover.
Yeah.
So... this year is going to be Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
So why do they put Madden NFL 27? The Super Bowl is played. You know, part of the season is played in 27, but wouldn't this be the 26th season? Or is it the 27th? Is it the 27th year of Madden?
I think it's.
I don't know.
I would think.
How long?
It's always the year after the year that it actually is, and I think it's because maybe the Super Bowl is the year.
I think it's the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It's sort of weird.
So when the Super Bowl's
yeah.
Played.
Roger,
it's because it's the 26-27 season.
I know, but I mean, there's more of the season in 26 than 27. But the Super Bowl is in 27. Did you play that? Did you play that, Christian?
I do not play Madden anymore. No,
Roger, did you ever play Madden? We had the little metal football.
I used to all the time.
Let me tell you what. Remember, Joe? We had the electric. We just put them on, and they would just run into each other.
That's and right. But like when you'd see the commercial on TV,
they're running plays.
You'd see the dang the blockers and the guy run through the hole, and you're like, wow, this is awesome. Then you'd line them all up and turn that thing on, and it's just like your damn running back had the little foam ball.
Yep. It was so cool.
It was felt. It was felt.
If you could get it to work. It was the coolest thing. Yeah. And then what was the other football game?
Well, I had
Tecmo Bowl.
No. Physical, you could touch it.
I had talking football, which I still have. It's got a little, like a transistor radio type deal. Yeah. And it had records.
Yes, I remember
you
that.
You picked the offense.
Yeah.
I picked the defense. It had, and then it had that. And then I
never did that
Roger Staubach Monday Night Football. I still have that.
Which
one.
Is that one?
That one is similar. It's a field. It's a big plastic thing, but it's got a field. Looks like a stadium. And on my side, where I'm doing off, if I'm offense, I pick my offensive play. You're on the other side. You pick your defensive play. And then when it's time to go, we hit a light, and it lights up on the board.
Gotcha.
How to advance.
You see, like there was one other physical game that was there's like an arm would be thrown. Like you would throw if you put something in the arm.
Well, no, there was a big dude that about as tall as Joel, a plastic, when you put a ball in his, you put a ball down where he would kick it, you'd pop him on the head and he'd kick a ball.
Is that what it is?
I mean, yeah. I don't know if that's
well,
what
and
you're
now,
talking
and
about.
Now the level of expertise in those video games is off the chart crazy. And I failed to mention this when we were talking about music, and I don't know if he died last night or when. Peebo Bryson, who was another, it was another one that
you mentioned it Tuesday night, so it must have been Tuesday or Monday.
Yeah, so I read the article today. He had a lot of hits too. Yeah. The Disney classics. What is the one that's
what
he's most known for?
Did he do Beauty and the Beast?
That's right. He also did
Aladdin.
Those are two massive hits. Yeah. Two massive Disney hits.
Did he do FanDuel?
Beauty and the Beast was Celine Dion.
FanDuel.
And A Whole New World was Regina Bell from Aladdin.
Oh, let's see here. Remember,
Roberta Flack, Tonight I Celebrate My Love? If I'm Ever in Your Arms Again?
Yeah.
Can You Stop the Rain?
Yeah, that's Roberta Flack.
Yeah.
Yeah, most of his were ballad-type music, right?
Yeah.
He was 75, by the way. Lived a full life.
You know what? That's so crazy. Because, I mean, all that does is tell me how old I am. When you tell me that Peebo Bryson is dead at 73, 5 years
ago. Joe, how are things? Roger said, was talking about you got July 4th coming up, but that's a month ago. But anything you want to share about all your amazing restaurants?
No, this is our 30th year.
Yeah, I've been seeing that.
And, oh, congrats.
Yeah, all month you can get two racks of ribs for $30.
Outstanding. So, astounding.
Let me tell you about
we're going to do a day. You're going to love this. I'm not going to give the day because I'm not sure on the date. But we're going to do 30-cent pulled pork sandwiches.
Mm. That's outstanding.
Let me know what day.
Wow. Wow.
30-cent.
You're going to get hammered. You're going to have people.
Yeah, let me know what day that limit. Is.
You can't.
Can't get 50.
Can't pull up and get 50.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the limit?
It's not for
one?
Go ahead. I haven't thought about that yet.
I think it's going to be one per person.
Okay.
Sure. That makes all sense.
You can't pull up.
Is there an age limit? Like, can I bring my daughter that is 9 months old?
Well, your daughter that's nine, she'd love a pulled pork sandwich. Yeah. Probably your dog would love one. Yeah. I've got my dog and my cat.
Right.
My pet hamster here.
Right.
The other part of that place is, Joe, you have decorated. It just right for the 250th birthday of the greatest country in the history of the world.
Yep.
What now?
That was my wife's idea.
What is your cheese there at National Cheese Day? For those just tuning in, what is your cheese?
We have all kinds.
Okay,
man.
American
Havarti.
Yeah, we didn't even mention American.
We have had Havarti cheese because we used to put it on. I don't know if we still do, but one of our burgers. I can't remember the one, but I remember that's kind of when I first heard. Havarti was when Tommy was like, go get me some of that Havarti cheese.
And I'm like, you're like, what?
What are you talking about?
We don't.
He would put a, just a little tab on the burger, on the Big Joe burger, he'd put some cheddar or whatever American, and then he would, but we had pepper jack, we had
Swiss?
I don't know that we have Swiss. I don't think we do. Most of the cheese I've seen, except for Pepper Jack, is a yellow base.
Well, you know, it's funny that now, Roger, I think when I'm hearing what we found out that Justin Moore's cheese was, what was it called? You remember?
Machete.
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking. I remember Machado. The conversation started, yeah.
Machado.
My wife, I mean, one of the worst things that's happened to her in this past year, she was having stomach issues.
Yeah.
So she went and saw a lady said, you need to go check for allergies. She loves cheese. A cheese board to her is like vanilla ice cream.
I think it's a chick thing. I think a lot of ladies like cheese.
Guess what she's was allergic to?
Oh, no. Mm. Terrible.
Couple of messages we go to break here. Blue cheese crumbles on that burger. Kicker was called Super Jock.
That's it. That's Super Jock. Hey, everybody, you remember that. Way to go.
I had a NFL game called Pay Dirt. You had, like, play sheets for each team, and you would roll the dice.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Also one that was Pay Dirt and then Bowl Bound. We had Pay Dirt first, and then it was an awesome game.
Is that like football Dungeons & Dragons?
It's like you had sheets. They would give you, like, it was like in the early 70s, they give you the sheets on every team, their record, and they would rate them, and you'd have defenses, and you would roll dice.
Yeah.
You'd call a play, and you'd roll dice. And they had a college one called Bowl Bound.
Was it a thing that you would use Cracker Barrel? There was one that had, like, little
pegs
that you would put it.
No, this was just straight.
That was a travel one, I think.
Here's one said the first video game I ever showed my dad was Madden 11. He played it so much that he took the Dallas Cowboys to the Super Bowl 10 times.
Nice. Thank you, Dad, for me.
The quarterback, the Cowboys win. VCR quarterback, is that one of them? I don't know. Here's one you could get titanium running backs and kinds of stuff on that all kind of stuff on that arcade game.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about that. Kicker, let's see.
We had that first little video. Remember the Tecmo thing, the little handheld deal? It was a little dash that you would button, and it would beep, 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 beep. You can look it up right now, and you held it in your hand, and you played in class. I mean, that was junior high. I mean, how far we've come now.
Someone said, I think I should be the unofficial listener of the year. I think I'm the one who got Josh fired after he totally emasculated the man over the Finish the Lyrics game. I contacted Justin Acri. I don't remember what he did. I think it was something. I know what it was.
I think we should recognize the guy.
I remember what it was. We had set up this thing, the whole four-hour show, to go, this is what you do. We've given you the name of the song. Just look it up, and just when we get ready, read it.
Oh,
and so we waited 4 hours, and the guy just goes, I'm sorry, I don't know the game. I don't know
He beat him up.
Manchego!
And then the other part, the thing about that is that we are so proud of ourselves that we think everybody can listen for four straight hours.
Correct, that's right.
And that's
some do. Hey, some do. We're very grateful for those.
No, I didn't say that at all. I'm just saying, but then when Josh, and of course Josh, his head was hurting.
Teresa Hardesty Roger said, good morning. Thankful for the massage and facial I won from David Roger and the Buzz.
Oh, wait.
Ava Bella treated me like a queen yesterday. Thanks again.
We remember
Teresa. Yeah, that was on our
Mother's Day.
Listen, to all you who put stuff on Facebook and YouTube, we've challenged Christian and all of us. We're going to try our best to respond because, Joe, we have a lot of people on different levels and platforms that are reaching out to us. And anyway, we're glad you're with us. We got Big Joe in here up until
Teach
8 o'clock.
Teach Roger to pronounce Fanduel, for God's
Fanduel.
Sake.
You know Fanduel. Do we have that, Christian? Fanduel. Have you heard this, Rog? Joe?
Let me tell you something, sir. If that is your only problem you're going to have today, you're going to be just fine. So let me give it to you. Fanduel. Fanduel. I want to Fanduel. And Justin, give me that bell, please.
How would Wimbledon say it?
Fanduel. It's Fanduel. And here, maybe if you're the same guy that doesn't like the bell, you bought a dozen bells.
Six new bells yesterday.
Did somebody say that? Please tell Roger's top.
There's some that don't. Some that don't even care. They don't give it. Some that drives me crazy.
It drives me nuts.
So
he bought a dozen.
So, yeah.
Now Joe wants his own bell now.
I want a bell.
Whoa.
Good Lord.
Wow.
Is a Fanduel.
All right, don't go away. It's 6:50.
Every time. time you drive through a work zone, it's not just cones and signs out there. It's real people doing their jobs, trying to get home at the end of the day. In Arkansas, many transportation workers have been tragically killed or injured serving our state, with families whose lives are changed forever. All because the driver, even for a second, stopped paying attention. It only takes a quick glance at your phone to change everything. And keep in mind, that's not just dangerous, it's also a moving traffic violation. Speeding's another big one. Those reduced speed signs aren't there for decoration. They're put there to protect lives. And if the workers are present, those fines are doubled. Bottom line, there's zero tolerance for reckless or distracted driving in work zones. Law enforcement's out there, and they will pull you over. Keep in mind, most work zones are only a few miles long. Slowing down and staying focused for that stretch, it's really not asking much. Because at the end of the day, whether you're behind the wheel or working on the road, we're all just trying to make it home. Slow down. Phone down. A message from the Arkansas Department of Transportation.
Oakland is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the luxury hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes four-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar, all before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement and luxury meet under one roof. Oakland Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's nothing better than the great outdoors, especially when you have a great lawn and being outside enjoying it. But let's be honest, when the mosquitoes attack, it can be a real buzzkill. And just like the best defense against weeds is the team at Sanders Ground Essentials, the best defense against mosquitoes this summer is too. A monthly mosquito barrier from Sanders Ground Essentials can keep those mosquitoes away, which keeps my backyard parties going. On the web at sandersground.com. Sanders Ground Essentials. Let's get growing.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver here. Can we agree that summer is way better when your body actually cooperates? Because if joint pain is slowing you down, knees, hips, shoulders, back, you're probably missing out on the best parts of summer. Maybe it's walking the neighborhood, playing with the grandkids, golfing, fishing, hiking, or just getting through the day without hurting. That's why so many people are turning to QC Kinetics. They're the nation's leader in regenerative treatments, and they help people find lasting relief from chronic joint pain with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. Best part, QC Kinetics is right here in Woodrock, and they're offering free pain evaluations right now. Just call 501-393-1159. You'll meet with a medical professional, learn what's causing your pain, and see if their natural regenerative treatments could help you feel like yourself again. But don't wait too long. Appointments are filling up fast this summer. Call QC Kinetics now at 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
This is Justin Akre. If shoulder or elbow pain is affecting your daily life, the fellowship-trained physicians at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health are here to help. They offer advanced care for injuries, arthritis, rotator cuff problems, and more, helping you feel better, move better, and get back to everyday life. Call 501-686-TOSH today to schedule your appointment. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
Shipments of spring and summer fashions are arriving at Bell & Sword. That means swimwear from Saks, Peter Moir golfwear and shirts, Johnny O's store within a store. Be sure to check out the Faraday line and Martin Dingman shoes and leather goods. So hurry in for a great value on quality men's clothing at Bell & Sword for your spring and summer items. And you'll look fantastic. Bell & Sword, 1011 Oak Street in downtown Conway on Facebook and Instagram.
Tune in every Friday morning to hear Danny West from HogSports.com on Morning Mayhem. Brought to you by HJ Trailer Sales. They've got truck beds and utility trailers for every type of job and a service facility for maintenance and repair. Local folks with great products, visit them online at HJTrailerSales.com or in person at 808 Albert Pike in Hot Springs.
The guys aren't perfect, so if you hear them say something wrong, let them know at 501-661-1037.
Charlie Daniels.
Come on.
South will rise again.
That's right. That's right, Joe.
Go, Joe, go.
Go, Joe, go. Go, Joe, go. Go.
Well, the train to grind the switch is running right. 6:54. Michael Marion sent us a text. 16,300 for Forrest Frank Rodge, the Christian singer. Coming up tomorrow, you got Kansas 38 special. Would you you'd like that, wouldn't you, Joe? Kansas 38 special.
Hold on, Lucy.
Yeah, and then you got Kansas Gust in the Wind.
Cling too tightly, Roger. What's going to happen? Hold on, Lucy.
Gonna lose control.
Don't lose
control.
There you go.
Yeah, Jeff Hildebrand. Yeah, Joe has been a regular on Thursdays for I don't know how long. What do you think? Would you like to go toe to toe with Hildebrand on court? Yeah, he's a referee. You know, he's 6'7" or something like that, and you know, he intimidates a lot of the coaches and the players. Would you like to go toe to toe with him?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'd like to go toe to toe with him right now.
Someone says, Joe, please put in a Corky's in Northwest Arkansas. Not going
to
happen.
I would love to, but.
Not going
to
happen.
You got to run it, man.
Yeah. Easier said than done.
Yeah.
Someone says, check out Can You Stop the Rain by Peebo Bryson.
That's I want to know.
No, different one.
Have you ever
Manchengo sounds, somebody talking about their Spanish lover. I don't know.
Manchengo.
I think, are you talking about Manchengo and Chained?
That's what I'm saying, Roger. If you'd have been here, we'd have chopped that thing.
Y'all did because I was listening on my way to Fayetteville. And it's wild that I remember that, but I can't remember that I was supposed to bring a sport coat yesterday and had to turn all the way back around at 4:30 in the morning to go back and get my clothes for those pictures yesterday. But I can remember that talk from 2 years ago.
Hey, yeah, we were saying we're going to have a thing that, we're going to champion salute, Joe, that if you've got a kid or a team that does something sort of cool or special and you want us to give them a shout out, we'll do that. And if they win their championship in baseball, cheerleading, dancing, or whatever, let us know. We'll do that at the top of the hour throughout the week. It's also National Moonshine Day. Didn't Terry Bradshaw have moonshine when we were at his place?
You drank it.
Yeah. But I don't know if that was real moonshine.
The
that's like processed moonshine.
What do you want?
Wants to go out.
You want the illegal stuff?
To go out to the barn
and
pour it out of a copper
hose.
Well, yes. Roger, we were somewhere. I don't know if it was with Daly or somebody. Somebody brought up, of course, you did not partake. They go, hey, this is real moonshine.
Yeah,
remember that?
It had to be a Daly thing.
Yeah,
you
it's like gasoline.
It's like drinking rubbing alcohol.
That's right.
I've had some. It's pretty bad.
It was always in Andy Griffith. Now, Meat Man, may rest in peace, had a great story when Hank Jr., somebody told us this, that they were involved in that not too long ago, and I was able to go out there to a hangar out at the airport, and Hank Williams Jr. did a private little concert for some folks and went out there with Bob Robbins and all that, and Meat Man came out there. Meat Man came out there to bring him a jug of moonshine. Are we leaving?
No, I was just
a jug of moonshine, but it was so good. Meat Man only brought him a quarter of a jug of moonshine, and the rest of the story is gold.
Did he have
a
cork in it? And they tip it up on your shoulder.
That's the way you did it. That's the way you did it.
move that panel, Roger. I can't see the clock on there. I was trying to think, where's the darn clock at? Yeah, time to go to break. Don't go away. Got a fun show coming up.
Thanks,
Just get warmed up.
Spring is almost over and the summer's come and the days are getting long. I waited all winter for the time to be right just to take you along. Baby, get ready. And it don't matter.
I'm so angry.
Don't be upset. You can always listen to us.
You're better than that.
103.7 The Buzz. KABZ Little Rock.
This is the Pigskin Preacher.